The Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are answering questions. First, someone asked, do I follow a diet Bible? I have not read it, so I guess I can't. I'm not. Oh, older shows. They're right here on Facebook. Thank you, Peggy. Question about papaya seeds. Papaya seeds are actually very tasty. They taste just like pepper. So papaya seeds are supposed to be effective for parasites. I've not eaten them in any great amount or worked with them enough to determine what the proper dose is and frequency. There are some parasite mixes that have papaya seeds in them, though. All right. We've got Kathleen. Are you calling from Paris? Kathleen, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hi,
hello.
Kathleen.
Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, they didn't buzz me yet. I'm so happy to be talking to you. I discovered you just this last week, but I've probably listened to about 15 of your interviews, all that I can get my hands on YouTube. Yes. And in one of them, you mentioned that you're on RBN. And so I perked up my ears because I also listened to Michael Rivero's show.
Yeah.
And he's, so I went on his show, I called into his show, and asked him to have you as a guest.
Oh, thank you.
If you would agree to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll consider it. Tell them to contact me.
Yes. You should be expecting to hear from him because, I called into his show, I think it was last Thursday, and told him about you. Now, he was a little dubious about the turpentine.
Yes. I have been invited to radio shows. I want to tell you, I said, Dr. Diaz, we're going to have you as a guest, but please don't mention turpentine.
Yeah. No. Well, I think he will. He won't say that. But anyway, here's what was kind of funny. I called in early to his show because, as you see, I'm in Paris. And so his show comes on at 10 o'clock at night for me. So I rarely make it all the way through the show. So I called in during his first hour, but then the next day when I was listening to it, because, you know, Ron Gibson cuts out the ads and we can listen to the whole show the next day.
Oh, good.
And so after I called in early in the show and spoke to him about your cure-all slave cure-all medicine, he and his dubious reaction, before the show was out, so he was getting emails saying, yes, yes, turpentine. So he confessed on there that he was getting emails about turpentine during the show. And then during one of the commercial breaks, he looked it up in himself and said, yes, there does seem to be something to this. I will definitely be checking it out.
Okay.
So,
Yeah, it's so, a big anyway, thing for people because of the big propaganda campaign telling people how dangerous it is and how lethal it is. It's been a very effective campaign.
Yes, yes, and I see that. I saw on another one of your interviews about the concerted effort to erase it from the collective brains of people.
Yes.
Well, speaking of brains, you're having pig brain, and so you said that you eat such a small amount of it. So I was wondering if you get your hands on some pig brain, if we only should eat a small amount, can we freeze part of it? And
yeah, freezes very well.
Okay. That's good. And I also have the idea from, I'm listening to you on internet. Are you recorded live like Michael is?
Yes.
Well, see, he's recorded live through YouTube. How do we see you?
Oh, I'm recording to YouTube simultaneously with RBN. So you can go on YouTube right now, Healing with Dr. Daniels.
Oh, I did that, but I didn't find it. So the same as Michael, you're live on YouTube now?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go look for you. And I thank you very, very much. And I think you're so brilliant and so generous with your time.
Oh, thank you very much. You're welcome.
I'm going to be buying some Vitality capsules.
Yay,
that's for
thank
sure.
You.
I'm a believer.
thank you. Okay. Right,
bye bye.
We have Tim in Oregon. Hi, Tim.
Oh, Dr. Daniels, it is my education and what you're doing is growing, and you have a tremendous, tremendous amount of information. I was just wanting to know from your show today that it sounds like the molasses helps with, has so many benefits to it in regards to teeth and a gastric problem, maybe gas problems.
Right.
And it's just going to be hard to find it. I was wondering, do you have any recommendations on that? And what is your take on fluoride? And it sounds like, based on the training from medical industry and dentists, that they all are kind of very much the same in their prescriptions and how they address health, because they give out a lot of antibiotics and then fluoride to children. And when they see a potential cavity, now they're trying to put this stain dye on children's teeth that is permanent. But they say, well, it prevents, it turns it black. But they say, oh, but it prevents this cavity from coming. You know, I don't know if you heard a new fluoride that they're suggesting that they put on teeth and leave it there in regards to, you know, protecting against cavities. So I'm listening. What's your take on that?
So the fluoride, it's basically a poison. It's actually, you know, a form of nerve gas as well. So just distill your water, which gets rid of your fluoride, and avoid the dentist. That take care of that real easy.
Okay, and so how would you suggest we you approach the teeth and healing? Somebody said you rinse with comfrey root.
No, you're just making too big a deal out of this. You can eat something like black stripe molasses that will strengthen your teeth and protect them from cavities. And then you can just, you know, brush with baking soda and salt or something like that. But that's really, you know, it's not complicated.
Okay, so they make it a lot more complicated to address.
Yeah,
they're
trying to sell you comfrey.
It really is.
It's not necessary, right? Get some black stripe molasses. You can buy it from Amazon. Just, you know, go on Amazon. Plantation brand is the one that has 48 calories. And it might even be in your regular grocery store or at your health food store.
Okay. And the colloidal silver, what's your people say you take it almost you know, every day, or you drink a little bit every day. So as an antibiotic or a preventive measure for your to boost your immune system.
I think it's unnecessary. Okay. Again, if you look at what today's radio show, where I expose all the nutrients that are not in your food, your problem is not a lack of silver. Your problem is that you're totally malnourished. And so once you increase your nutrition by eating foods that have nutritional value, then, you know, you don't need to take anything to prevent anything. You don't need to take, you know, silver every day or MSM every day or, you know, whatever the newfangled miracle, whatever it is.
In your vitality capsules, are you also, do you make it as a recommendation, if you're going to get it, should we purchase the extra strength, or should you start at the just regular vitality capsules and then progress to the extra strength?
No, it doesn't work that way. So the extra strength has cayenne pepper in it. So if you have a sensitivity to cayenne pepper, you don't like cayenne pepper, it's upset your stomach in the past, then don't get extra strength, just get regular.
Oh, okay. That's just the difference.
Correct. They're just two different capsules that help you clean your whole system out. And so some people, because of their situation, will do better with one than the other.
Okay. So maybe I'll go on and buy regular and the cayenne just to see which one's
worse. Just buy one of each, and then you try it out and see which one they like better. So that's a good thing to do. That'll work. That's a good thing to do.
Okay. Appreciate it, and I will be listening intensively, like always. So thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. We have got... hidradenitis suppurativa. Yes. Those of you who don't know what hidradenitis is, it's pus and sores in your armpit dripping and stinking. It itches. It's painful. It's terrible. It's horrible. Not only do you feel bad, but you become or can become socially unacceptable. So this person had the surgery where they basically cut out all of your sweat glands and throw them in trash. And, of course, it's come back in another place. I wonder why. Okay, so what caused your hidradenitis is that your body was trying to dump toxins through your sweat glands. And you need to give the body another route. Let me suggest the toilet. So I always say vitality capsules, enemas, increase your fluid, and decrease your intake of waste-containing products. In other words, processed foods, meats, dairy, cut them all out. And you'll see that the new location will clear up. And yes, you can use the Candida Cleaner too. Get the report. You can go with that. But bottom line is you have to really open up those intestines and dump the junk. Okay, we have a question from John in Tennessee. Hi, John.
Daniel?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Quick question. I've read that phytic acid impairs absorption of like iron, zinc, and calcium. Do you recommend fermenting of beans and grains before eating to lower the phytic acid content, such as like sourdough bread?
Mm-mm. Nope. I don't recommend... I don't recommend fermenting your rice or your beans or anything. I mean, if you want to do it because you like to or you like the flavor, but the whole, you know, phytic acid is a pretense, no. So mentioned earlier in the show, blackstrap molasses, it contains all of those nutrients you just mentioned. And so what's really going on is people are malnourished. They don't even have enough of those nutrients to go around. So if you add molasses to your diet, it's one way of coping with it. The ginger beer recipe I recommended earlier in the show has all those nutrients in it. And so what people are trying to do is convince you that your malnutrition is not malnutrition, but due to an interference of this food with that food, when actually it's simply you're malnourished. You don't have enough of those nutrients to get the job done. So have some molasses.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. All right, yep, can't send a boy to do a man's job. Warts, what causes them and how to get rid of them? So warts are... warts are caused, basically it's a skin defect. Everybody has the virus, human papillomavirus, that causes warts. But not everyone gets warts. And so that's what's going on. So why do you get warts and the next person doesn't get warts? And the answer is because of a defect in your skin. So the solution would be to increase your intake of cartilage and gelatin. So maybe, try a quarter cup of gelatin a day and just eat that every day and see how that goes. All right. All right, Murr in Wisconsin. Hi, Murr.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. First time I called you, lovely lady.
Thank you.
You've known Tara Westew?
Yes. I'm a Tara West.
Tara West, yeah.
Yeah, ask Tweety
Bird.
Yeah.
Elmer Fudd style, right. We're in your chat room discussing, I know you're live on Facebook, but I don't see any connection on YouTube for live stream or...
I just gave you the link, so scroll down and click it.
Oh, I see it now. Facebook, yeah, but Kathleen was asking about YouTube.
YouTube? Oh,
yeah.
Videos. Oh, you just go to YouTube and Google Dr. Daniels. I think I have a channel, but I don't know what it is. I'll have to ask Shelley.
Well, what he was saying is, see, Michael Rivera does his live on YouTube, and he wants to go to a different
platform.
Oh, no,
I don't know how to do that. Oh, wait, that would be Google something, Google Hangouts. Creates a live YouTube feed. Okay, thank you for clarifying that. No, I have tried Google Hangouts and I have not been able to sort that out. So
yeah, they're a pain. And if you're a known tail west, you probably can't use it.
Oh, yes. No, I don't want to make waves.
But Mike Adams of Natural News just started up a reel.video, and I don't know if he does any live things, but might be a little safer. He's starting to get things that were pulled from YouTube up on there now, so he's looking to be attacked. But, of course, there's BitChute and DTube and a couple others, but Reel.video might be an idea. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't think they've pulled any of my YouTube videos yet. Maybe it hasn't risen to that level of suspicion.
Yeah, that's
awareness.
What you thought. And I'm going to have to go back for Facebook. I think there must be so many on there, it's real slow. So I'll just have to go back and watch it later, like I, listen to your shows over later. And I'll put all those links at the end of the show for your archives, both on your site.
Thank you very much. Thank
sure.
you.
Okay. And thank you for keeping us healthy, helping us keep ourselves healthy.
Oh, you're welcome.
I still won't eat meat. I'm getting my
nuts
and beans.
That's okay. Try the soda pop recipe.
Yeah, I want to try that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Cynthia says, is there a distiller for the shower? No. There is a distiller for the home. There's a filter for the shower. I would strongly recommend a carbon filter for the shower because it gets out a lot of stuff that causes cancer. So that's a worthy investment. It's like $30 or $40. Not bad. So Maritza says, I read somewhere you should have molasses with citrus. True or not? Not. I've never eaten molasses with citrus. And it's... still work wonders for me. It's great. I say eat molasses any way you can. Some people don't like the flavor, so you can dilute it like 2 tablespoons in a pint or a quart of water.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and we're back. Welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. All right, so Renita says, Dr. Daniels, I read your book, Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? I just started the Oedipus therapy. How long does it normally take to start seeing results? Renita, what results are you looking for? I'm vegan and was going to at least twice a day already. So what results are you looking for? Let me know and I'll tell you how long you can expect to wait. Scott says, do you have an opinion of food source derived vitamins versus more synthetic derived vitamins? Yes, I think food source is always better. Unfortunately, for many of the listeners who are vegan, vegetarian, the highest B vitamin source is meat. It's liver. And you're just not going to beat that. That's even better than you can't get that much B vitamin in a vitamin pill is what you get in liver. So the high, the food density is not the broccoli. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Not the broccoli and not the apples. It's in the organ meats, unfortunately. So, um, The problem with it is many people are not willing slash able to adopt a cooking routine. Like, here I'm experimenting with these pig brains. Already people are like, no, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. So people have limits. And so because we have limits, I recommend the synthetic vitamins. And also the natural vitamins, like if you go to food-derived natural B vitamins supplements and you buy them, and you read on the bottle, the B vitamin concentration is so piddling, you're darn near wasting your time even buying them. So that's a problem. Anne says, I'm 68 years old. What kind of hormones should I be taking? None. Nada. Zero. So I'm 61. Yay! No hormones. Never took any. Hot date later today. Tell you about it next week. So, no, you don't need hormones. The only reason you need hormones at 68 is because you're trying to get breast cancer. So that's the story on hormones. All right, let's see. How do you properly clean an enema bag? Yeah, there's a challenge. So first of all, you've got to take the enema bag apart. I recommend getting an enema bag that's open in the top. That way it's a wide opening. You can get in there and clean it out, and you can look in there and see if it's clean. So that's number one, step one. And you clean it with hot, soapy water, and you rinse it out. You rinse it. Okay. Enema bag, done. Now for the hard part, the tubing. So you take the tubing apart, and you've got to get a toothbrush that you no longer use, or you can get a brand new clean one. And the tube that goes inside of you and the connectors, you clean those out with the brush. Then they have small brushes with bristles, and I stick those down each end of the tube and clean that out, each one. Now, after you've done that, you reassemble the bag, and you put hot boiling water in the bag and run that hot boiling water through the whole system. You now have a clean bag. Okay. All right, let's see. What do we got here? Yeah. So someone says to get the benefits of blah, blah, blah herb, you have to take it regularly and consistently. They're just trying to sell you that herb. What is the remedy for dealing with trips to the restroom 3 or 4 times or more as a male person, 64? So you're going to the restroom 4 times at night, or you're going to the restroom 4 times during a day? So going to the restroom 4 times during a day to urinate is absolutely normal. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We have a commercial, and we'll be back with more questions after commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hi, Stack Jams, and welcome back to You're Healing with Patrick Daniels. Okay, so the question is, does turpentine kill good bacteria? No, it does not. Turpentine is not a killer. It repels and gets the bacteria to leave and to move on out of the body. And the immune system then can say, you, move a little faster. You, we're going to hold on to you. And literally, your immune system can sort, hold on to the good stuff, dump the bad stuff, boom, boom, boom. It works out great. And then you don't have a good bacteria deficiency. Weaning off drinking B-complex 50, 200 milligrams of magnesium oxide? No, 800 milligrams of magnesium oxide. Do you need Shilajit along with that? It doesn't seem that you need Shilajit as a big factor in alcohol intake. You do need Shilajit if you're drinking distilled water, though. Stephanie says, I lived in Japan for 6 years and I will never eat salmon without the skin ever. The skin is so delicious. That is the case, yes. And that's what I'm finding is the skin of these various critters. If you're going to eat the critter, definitely eat the skin. There's a tremendous amount of nutrition there and it greatly improves your health. T- Teresa says, when doing liver flush, can you use castor oil instead of olive oil? No. No. The olive oil acts as a carrier, pulling the turpentine into the liver, dissolving the stones. An important step. So don't do that. Don't substitute castor oil. Also, the castor oil's safe dosing is different, so you're going to make a big mess for yourself. Oh. Anne says, I applied turpentine to my hip problem. Then I put castor oil on it, and this morning I was in such pain. Terrible. What happened? You weren't having enough bowel movements. So what happened was you put the turpentine on, it loosened up all the parasites and stuff, put the castor oil on, and everyone was all dressed up with no place to go. So you've got to back up, increase your water intake, increase your bowel movements, and then try with a lesser amount of turpentine and see how you do. So Judy says, I drink reverse osmosis water that does add the minerals back into the water. So I would not drink that water, because when you add the minerals back into the water, it reduces the cleansing power of the water and defeats the reason why you're drinking reverse osmosis water. You're drinking this water because you want to pull everything out, pull the toxins out. And so when you add minerals back to the water, it doesn't have the pull power. It's like, okay, it's like, wasting our time here. So you want to get your reverse osmosis water, no minerals, and then you can take your Shilajit separately once a day. But while you're drinking your water throughout the day, it's pulling out all of the toxins and doing the cleansing for you. So the amount of black sweat molasses is 2 tablespoons a day. This is a standard dose. All right, Ann in Colorado. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Thanks for taking my call. What would you recommend to detox aluminum from the brain to avoid Alzheimer's?
All right, so we're presuming you've got aluminum in the brain. The question is, how do we get it out? Is that right?
Right.
All right. Okay, so the reason why aluminum is sitting in your brain is because your brain wants other minerals, but it's like, aluminum is the best it can get. So if you take the Shilajit, which is a mineral supplement, it will displace the aluminum. Got that?
Is there anything else?
What did you have in mind?
Well, herbs or anything along that line?
No. See, again, the thing is, you can take Vitality Capsule. So this is it's a sequence. So drink water. That gets the circulation improved. Then take the Shilajit, loosens the aluminum from your brain. Then take Vitality Capsule.
I don't know what Shilajit is.
Oh, okay. There's a limitation. So Shilajit is a trace mineral supplement that you can get online at eBay. For $20 for a year's worth.
I don't shop on eBay at all. I'm not computer savvy.
Do you have a grandchild or a nephew or something?
No.
So find a relative or friend that can go on eBay for you. Just give them the $20. They even give it to you free shipping. Comes all the way from Russia.
Is there anything I could purchase locally?
Your health food store might have it.
What would?
Health food store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so go to your health food store and ask them for Shilajit. If they don't have it, they might order it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Scott asks, what is the magic about castor oil at the chemistry level over other oils? So, I don't work on the chemistry level. It's been, having been bamboozled with the chemistry level throughout medical school, residency, and part of my medical practice, I don't really have an interest in that. But in terms of the metabolic level, the castor oil is a purgative. It induces the cells it comes in contact with, it induces them to detox and spill their contents. And every oil has different properties. There are properties for black seed oil, for castor oil, for olive oil, for almond oil. All of these oils have different properties. And it depends on what you're trying to accomplish as to what oil you would use. Like the oil I'm wearing right now is almond oil. So, and that's because it is very good for the skin. So, and it's easy to spread. Castor oil is pretty thick. So every oil has specific properties. And it just depends on what you want to do. And like, for example, with liver flush we mentioned, the olive oil is preferable to the castor oil because, again, it's just a different function we're trying to accomplish. Is Shilajit problematic if your liver is clogged? No. Shilajit is not... what Shilajit does is Shilajit is... provides trace minerals and acts as a cofactor and get your body's enzymes that your body has already made to function optimally. And so literally, taking Shilajit can help your body unclog itself. So what Shilajit does is Shilajit is like putting extra octane in your system. So you have a system operating at this level, it just brings it up to this level. Because the same components your body's already made, the same proteins and enzymes and hormones, now can work better because they have the necessary trace mineral cofactors to work. All right, got Deborah in California. Hi, Deborah.
Oh, hi. I'm not sure if you already answered my question because I typed it into Facebook.
But what is it?
Does the turpentine kill the good bacteria?
Nope.
No?
Yes, I did already answer the question, but no, it does not.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got Sandra in Michigan. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Dr. Daniel. What is good for my sister? She was given a diagnosis of Meniere's disease.
Meniere's disease, right. So that's, let me just tell the listeners what Meniere's is. So Meniere's is a disease of the eighth nerve. This person has terrible dizziness.
Yeah, she has terrible vertigo. Oh, yeah, really bad vertigo.
Yeah. So what could you do? The best thing for her to do is to do a cleanse, probably just do a liver flush. What's really going on is her eighth nerve is being bothered by toxins and parasites. And so she can do a flush. Or she's a little squeamish. She can take some castor oil, and that'll help clear her bowels. Then she can take 2 tablespoons of molasses and 1 tablespoon of sage, mix them together, put them in her mouth, and just wash it down.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah. Huh. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Dr. Hens, what do you think about kelp taken regularly for trace minerals? It has too few trace minerals, and they're missing. So when I first started this whole, you know, natural health nut stuff in the 90s, I did take kelp for my trace minerals. But kelp does not have 86 trace minerals like the Shilajit does. So the kelp will still leave you deficient in several trace minerals. So that's that. Now, I used to make kelp salad. Everything. Seaweed, everything. But now I don't do that. Okay. My opinion of C60, I don't think it's necessary. That's my opinion. Oh. Kathleen says, I think Michael needs you. He missed his show on Friday saying he was under the weather. Oh, yes. Well, I can certainly help him out by being a guest, that's for sure. Or maybe you could check out the discovery session. All right. Let's check out the chat room. So Anonymous says, the objective is not to kill anything. Dr. Daniels' focus is to get them out or repel them. That's right. Your objective isn't to turn your body into a battlefield, but an environment that supports and encourages optimum health. Very well said, Anonymous 1519. Okay, so I do recommend liver flush with olive oil and Epsom salt and mixing turpentine into the olive oil. It makes the liver flush much, much more powerful. Okay. Bernard says, I love Dr. Daniels for her knowledge, tenacity, and to set the medical complex straight in her honesty. Thank you very much, Bernard. How do you get rid of parasite eggs if turpentine doesn't kill them? Is it vitality capsules? Yes, the vitality capsules flush them out. Oops. Okay, so I tried small flowered willow and distilled water. Okay, so someone had a question. So what is weakness and tiredness after a battle going on for 3 years and seeing 20 plus doctors? Weakness and tiredness after a battle movement. So weakness and tiredness after a battle movement means that your system someplace is depleted. Not sure where. My guess would be your adrenal glands. I would say try some liver. Eat 4 to 8 ounces daily and see if that perks you up. You should know within like within 3 days. It works pretty quick. Okay, let's see what time is it. Oh my gosh, we only have 13 minutes left in the show. Time flies. Gee whiz. Wait, we have to have a message from our sponsor. Please visit vitalitycapsules.com and get your bottle today. Vitality Capsules is the complete cleanser. It's a safe for everyday use, so you can detox and cleanse safely and comfortably in the privacy of your home, without missing work and interrupting your schedule. Yes, you're going to have to make more trips to the bathroom, but you'll be able to continue with your daily routine. And it contains a blend of ginger, aloe, cayenne, barberry, cascara sagrada, and the regular also has clove and turmeric as well. Now, the extra strength has cayenne. So people who do not tolerate cayenne or have touchy stomachs should take the regular. If you have robust, strong intestines, then take the extra strength. Or if you have a problem like with asthma or a heart problem, those are improved greater by the extra strength. And we also have a 30-day money-back guarantee. So we aim for you to be satisfied and happy. So definitely check out our sponsor. Also, you can go to drjenniferdaniels.org, click on the appointment button, and make an appointment to talk with me more deeply about your problem and get personalized direction. And also, you will be able to learn more about my 16-week program if that might be appropriate for you. Sometimes, actually many times, when I talk to people, I say, hey, you know what? We can solve this problem right here and now, half an hour, and just go ahead and solve it. Other times, people have more detailed issues and require, longer assistance with follow-up sessions. So depending on which group you fall in, but in any case, the discovery session would be beneficial. Okay. Rose, hi, Dr. Daniels. I'm a first time here. I think you're wonderful. I just got your vitality capsules. Thank you, Rose. Okay, we have Robert in Texas. Hi, Robert.
That product that you mentioned from Russia, I couldn't understand the spelling. What's it? Can you spell that for me?
Yeah, S-H-I. L-A-J-I-T.
A-I-T? Okay, and also you mentioned a while ago the liver flush. You said you can include the turpentine in with the olive oil?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been having gallbladder issues for a good while. I do the olive oil and lemon juice flush. What do you recommend, Ashley, to use to flush out the liver and gallbladder?
Have you tried the Vitality capsules yet?
I'm going to order those. I just hooked up.
Okay, so most people with gallbladder problems finally take the Vitality capsules. They're good to go.
Okay.
And that's
okay.
A lazy man's solution.
Okay.
You could do another liver flush, but it sounds like your problem is more chronic. In other words, there's a lifestyle issue here. There's something that you're doing every day.
Well, I've been dealing with parasites, I think, for a good while, so I thought maybe that was causing it. I've started taking the turpentine and everything. I'll continue doing that.
It's not enough bowel movements and not enough bile flow.
Okay.
That's something, the essence of what causes bile problems. Now, you're a guy, not a lady, but with ladies, when they get pregnant, they have a high level of estrogen, and estrogen is made out of cholesterol. And so once the baby's out, then the body takes all that estrogen, breaks it down to cholesterol, has to put it through the bile ducts, which then get clogged, and that's why the ladies get gallstones after they have a baby. Now, you're a guy, so you're not having any babies. But what I'm getting at is there might be some high waste or cholesterol source somewhere that's not being properly managed in your life.
Okay.
I mean, that's what causes these bile issues. But in any case, it's always solved by increased bile flow. And so the Vitality capsules will cause at least increased bile flow, so it moves the bile faster so it doesn't have time to congeal into stones.
Okay. I will add that in then.
Okay, yeah. So do that.
Thanks for all your help. Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, see how that goes. And then you can get an appointment if you feel like you need one. But start with the Vitality capsules and see how it goes.
Okay, I'll do it. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, bye, Robert. Okay, Pat in Texas. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Good to hear you. I'm going to hurry up so somebody can get questions. I heard in the middle of the night a fellow on RVN, I don't even know the show, and the caller said his mom in Georgia was regularly giving them turpentine when they were little. And
yes.
I don't remember that, but I do remember the castor oil. I think they said she mixed it with sugar. He said she mixed it with sugar. Maybe that was you. I don't know. Anyway, I just want to tell all the people out there, you're not kooky. You're just going back to the old ways like the Bible says. I did want to ask a quick question, though. Don't you think that most people are low on magnesium and you got to balance it with calcium and the calcium you eat and all that stuff?
Okay, so being low on magnesium is because they're eating the white sugar, which has the magnesium removed. So that can be totally cured by taking blackstrap molasses, which has magnesium and calcium and potassium all in the perfect balance.
All righty. Okay, I'll let you go so more people get up. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks, Pat. Okay. Thank you, Rose, for getting Vitality Castle. Let's see. The dose of Shilajit, 200 milligrams, very small. I did a whole demo on that on a prior Facebook broadcast. Okay, Shilajit. S-A-L-A-J-I-T. All right, Shilajit, there's a proper spelling. If you're taking more than 8 regular... Okay, yes. All right, thank you, Marbley. Recommendation for treating psoriasis, yes, it's a liver... Well, first thing for psoriasis is stop all your dairy products. That all by itself might be enough to get rid of it. But that's the usual cause. But let's say you stop all your dairy products, you still have psoriasis, then it's a liver issue, vitality capsules. All right, Dr. Downs, what can cause the body to turn red at night, head to toe, with burning sensation over the entire body without temperature elevation? I have bowel movements and doing the turpentine and also continue coffee enemas. If you're doing all that and your body's turning red, you're still toxic. There's something wrong with your diet. You're putting in something that's causing this redness. Dr. D says, oh, everyone knows my show is ending except me. Oh, we have Brent in Wisconsin. I don't know if we have time, but Brent, quick. Hi, Brent.
Yes, hello, Dr. Daniels. We love your show and your information. I'm wondering, with the Shilajit, how do you administer that?
First of all, the form you buy is called the resin, and you get the tine of a fork, and you cover about a quarter inch of that fork tine with the resin, put it in some water, let it dissolve, and then drink the water.
I see. Very simple. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we have 4 minutes. They usually drown me out with music by now. Okay, thank you. Okay, Christine says, I remember Dad giving the cows molasses. We didn't eat it because Mom hated it. Exactly. We have been feeding our pets and our farm animals better than we've been feeding ourselves. But that's changing. That's changing because the veterinarians are stepping in and they've been educated by Big Pharma. And so now they're malnourishing our pets and our animals as well, which is unfortunate. On iTunes, are the ads cut out? I don't think I'm on iTunes. But yes, I have Shelley cut the ads out on the recordings on my site. You can also listen to the recordings on my website. Doesn't wearing... All right, that's it. There's the music. The fat lady has sung. We are done. We will see you again next week. And as always, think happen.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.